Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Good morning, LAT. How are you? I hope we know that praise the Lord may not really be a greeting, yeah? That is why I go ahead to say good morning, yeah? Yes, there was someone new. Yes, you're very welcome once again in our midst. Thank you for coming. This is Last Adam Tabernacle. Hallelujah. Yes, worship team, we want to appreciate you for today. As always, thank you so much. Ministry would be 10 times harder if you were not there. But we want to really say thank you. Thank you, thank you for the work that you do. Hallelujah. And let us also thank the choir master. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please clap for him. Former Smack Obi, called to be a pastor, former Catholic, I think. Yeah, called to be a pastor. He carries the anointing of financial prosperity. I don't know, he's the president, Anaiba Gamba. He's the, not the president of the country. Yes? Yeah, so Pastor, thank you so much for stewarding us in the presence of God. We do not take it for granted. Thank you so much for what you do. Yes. Who was here last week? Okay. All right. Oh, the Asimwes, it's good to see you. It's been a while. Hasn't it been a while? Yes, it's been a while. It's good to see you, and I hope we shall see you in marriage fellowship. That is me nudging you, not to cut. This is the first one. Yes, it's the first one for this year. Please come. The Kalibalas, the first one for the year. Yeah, I think Dr. Dennis Mujimba, Christine, Sam, they have something in store for all of us. Glory to God. Yes, so in that fellowship, me and Pastor, I think we just be listening. Kwanga, there are people with an anointing, so you make way, make room to be filled. Amen. Hallelujah. How many children went back to school this week or last week? Put up your hands properly. Ah, great. Okay. Yes. All right. I'm asking because I just want to know. You know, I pray for the children in this church. I pray for your fees. I pray for your health. I pray that you go back to school when you're supposed to go back to school and you come back better than even the way we sent you. So sometimes I just want to see. But also because of what I spoke about last week. So last week we talked about the presence of God. God amongst us, God in the midst of us, God everywhere. We spoke about really what the presence of God is. God revealing himself to us as the making his presence manifest to us. What people usually say, the Shekinah glory of God. For the young people who are here, that is a new term. You can just go in your schools and say, you know, we learned in our church the Shekinah glory of God. Let me tell you, you're going to sound so cool, and they're not even going to ask you many things, but trust me, you'll sound cool, yeah? So say, yeah, I can feel the presence, the Shekinah glory, but Tolimba. For you guys who are in the worship team, my son, and others who like to sing, Gracie, don't be saying those things. Don't stop the sessions, the preparatory sessions, because you want to say the word, all right? So last week, a simple recap, last week we learned or were reminded that first and foremost, God is everywhere. He is omnipresent, yeah? And that is the reserve of God. I do not know of any human being who is everywhere, who can be in different places at the same time. Like we said, God is right here. God is in Cuba. God is in Goma. God is in Arua. God is everywhere. Yeah, I do not know of anyone in the Bible whose spirit was everywhere like God. The Bible says at the beginning, before the creation of the foundations of this earth, God was everywhere, by the way. He was everywhere. He's not limited by anything. Yeah. Then we're also reminded that God's presence lives on the inside of us by the Holy Spirit. That is why we say that our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. Banange, old people, that doesn't stop when you are a teenager. Even us who are old, our temples are still the temples of the Holy Spirit. Our bodies are still temples of the Holy Spirit. I know that many people use that when they want to call young people to order, maybe in the way they dress, maybe their addictions. But I've also seen old people who don't really take care of themselves, and they forget that their bodies are the temples of the Holy Spirit, yeah? And the presence of God lives on the inside of you. Glory to God. Recently, I know someone who God told, please, go and see a certain doctor about this matter, yeah, to do with your health. And God was concerned about their weight. Can you imagine God telling you, you go and see a doctor? Because God is really concerned about his temple. Hallelujah. And this person woke up in the morning and went. Actually, in the dream, God instructed the person on which doctor to even see so that they get their weight under control. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that person didn't need further interpretation. They went and they did exactly that. Then God is in our midst. Emmanuel, God is with us. Yes, when Jesus Christ came, the idea was to restore fellowship that God had in the Garden of Eden with man. Hallelujah. So he came down in form of a man because he wanted, as he was telling us in the book of Ezekiel, I will be among you. I will be with you. I'll be your God, all right, but I'll be among you. So it has always, when you read scripture, you realize that it has always been God's intention to come and dwell with his people. That God didn't make us to be on earth, and for him he is in heaven. Do you ever wonder why a time will come when all this passes away and we are restored into that full fellowship with God in the new age, when there is now no separation between God and man? God will walk amongst us. That was his purpose when he made human beings. It was to relate with us. It was to make himself manifest to us. Glory to God. To be with us. God made us for that. Glory to God. You know, when you think about the presence of God, it's basically that God with us, God in us, God making himself manifest to us. Hallelujah. Then we also talked about that what we call the manifest presence of God. That in the Old Testament, I think we referred to Exodus 40:37. Now, when God comes in our midst, there are expressions. We know that, like now we have said, God is everywhere. God is with us here. God is at the back. God is at the front. God is down in the parking lot. He's everywhere, all right? But then there are sometimes when God decides to have an expression of his presence, a vivid expression of his presence. When we meet, glory to God. Or even if you don't meet with people, but God can actually decide to manifest himself. I know of people who've talked about seeing Jesus manifesting himself, coming to them, sitting and talking with them. Okay? I know, I think the other year, Christine had a dream where she saw Jesus and Jesus was talking to her. But then I also know people who say, I was with Jesus. You guys, even up to now, I look at them like the way you're looking at me. I'm like, what? Jesus came to me and sat next to me. I've heard of Kenneth Hagin's testimony of how Jesus would talk to him, come and sit with him in the room, and they talk face to face. And they talk like though I'm talking to you. Isn't that amazing? Like God is not really in the in the business of playing hide and seek. Munonye, wesale, okolechi, do all those things that the prophets of Baal were doing and he doesn't show up. No. I want us to know, even as we go into this sermon, that God desires that he expresses himself to you. Hallelujah. He wants you. If you approach God with that understanding that God is not teyekweka munonya yekweka wanu, then you go around the corner, then he hides again. Then you go around this corner, then he goes, like he doesn't play those games. God's intentions are to show himself to you. And when you approach his presence with that expectation that mukama yagalo kuneraga, it makes you experience him in a different way. Glory to God. Exodus 40:34, not 37. Let's start from 34 onwards. Then the cloud, of course, now the Israelites were in the wilderness, yeah? And God told them that he was going to come down amongst them. And here it says that, then the cloud covered the tabernacle of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple, and Moses was not able to enter the tabernacle of meeting because the cloud rested above it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Hallelujah. Whenever the cloud was taken up from above the tabernacle, the children of Israel would go onwards in all their journeys. But if the cloud was not taken up, then they would not journey until the day it was taken up. Let's go back to 34. Here we see what they call the Shekinah presence of God, the Shekinah glory, where the God fills the temple. Can you imagine being in this place and there is smoke? Ngatemuchandaba. The Bible says it's something similar happened at the dedication of the temple of God by Solomon. That the glory of God, when they had worshipped, the glory of God filled the temple. And the Bible says that the priests could not even minister. Can you imagine? The priests couldn't minister. These are guys who were, by all standards, had made themselves clean, offered sacrifices, but when the glory of God came, the priests couldn't minister. Everyone saw it. So the Shekinah glory, that kind of manifestation of the presence of God, is seen by everyone, not a few people. Everyone saw the cloud. You cannot say, okay, maybe if you were sleeping or if you were feeling sleepy, you would wake up because your friend would say, "Banang, the cloud is there." Yeah? They would poke you and say, "Please, the cloud has come." So this kind of glory or this kind of presence, you know, there is presence that, for example, some can feel, and I feel it differently. All right? God can decide to manifest himself to some, maybe in a trance. All right? To another person in a vision. To another person, God can appear himself in the body of Jesus Christ, all right? But now when it comes to the Shekinah presence, the manifest presence of God, sometimes God reveals his glory that way, that it is seen by everyone. Hallelujah. Where was it? If you were in that temple that day and you came with a problem, would you have gone back with it when the glory of God has come down? No, you wouldn't. I know some people who are very sensitive to the glory of God that they will tell you, there is a time I went to for a conference by some guy. He's called, what's that guy? He's a Singh. Sadhu, yes. And now this, yes, Salvaraj Sadhu. So this guy, like, he's really big time in the prophetic. He has that gifting, that anointing. Can you imagine? You know how Indians dress? He dresses like, not Indians, but you know, like those people. I don't even know. Like, he had, like, Jesus sandals. You know those Indians who... I'm trying to describe his dressing, that it wasn't anything fancy that we think about, yeah? So anyway, we're in this hotel room, very wide. And so we were worshiping and worshiping and deep in worship, and worship went on and on and on. And the guy just came marching, you know, with a long beard, eh? With a long beard, with his bespects, with his Bible like this in the hand. A short man, you know, he just came like this. Then he went on to the pulpit. Then he started ministering. No, the first thing he said was, I see an angel at the back. You know, when I opened my eyes, I said, what? He said, there is another one there. There is another one here. I want to let you know that there is a presence of God. This guy had nothing on him. He wasn't dressed in any fancy way. Even when he entered, I didn't even know that the main speaker had come. You know those people? So he entered. Nesimanya, you've gone for functions or for conferences. When the main speaker comes, please, you have to know. You know that someone has entered the building. Sadu, please, was not on us. A guy just came. After spending like just a few seconds, he's like, yeah, I can see an angel here, I can see. Then he started describing the heavenly beings amongst us. You guys, I just opened my eyes. I couldn't see anything, but I knew. I was like, honestly, the way he was describing them, if you would at least batko an eyelid and say, maybe I will see one, but nothing. And he just kept on telling us that, but you see, this is not the reason we are here. They are here to help us. Keep your eyes focused. Keep your minds and spirits focused on the Lord Jesus Christ. So we went through that. Even when he described the beings, he was very quick to take our attention away from the beings. I was like, but this guy, then he told us about his lifestyle and how he got to where he is. One of the things that he mentioned was, in his home, there is no TV. He receives newspapers once in 3 weeks. He doesn't receive guests. You know, in my mind, I was just picturing those guys who about stay alone, like he's not like a monk, yeah? So I kept on just imagining Sadu and how he lives his life. And he started sharing with us some of the things that Jesus had come and told him. Like, he has appointments with Jesus. Jesus comes and visits him and sits in his room and judges him things and brings, you know, causes him to understand some mysteries. Man, people, it was like as if I was hearing. I was hearing about what, yeah? Sadu was on another level. But that was his gifting, all right? And by the time he left, he just really kept on emphasizing Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Then he would call people up to pray. You start to pray your things. He has told you to pray for the nation. I think it was because it was a women's conference. So he would say, okay, let's pray for the nation. But very typical of women. They say pray for the nation, like how Uncle Sam has said pray for the nation. Mama, people would start from over people start from their marriages, but they've said you pray for the nation, pray for the leaders, yeah? But then you start, Sadu would stop you. He would say no, as in, don't. Imagine just stopping, like old women, what want to? He said, stop. I told you to just pray for the nation, yeah? Then pray for the callings upon your lives. People, someone says they pray for money, they pray for why even that one was stopped. I just didn't understand the people who had been called up to prayer. I was like, eh! But anyway, they didn't stick to the script. But my point in all this is that God desires to manifest himself to us. And these things, like the things that Sadu was talking about, they shouldn't be, like, God doesn't have an exclusive club of friends that I'm only going to reveal myself to so-and-so. You can be God's friend, but God's friendship is not exclusive. Anyone can be a friend of God, as we have been singing here. Anyone can go to that level where, like what Sadu said, Jesus comes and sits with you and talks to you. Hallelujah. Amen. So I think for me the closest I have had a similar experience is when I had gone somewhere to pray, and I've shared this before, I'd gone somewhere to pray, Botanical Gardens in Entebbe. As I prayed, I was the only person in that place praying. I was seated on a concrete bench. So as I prayed, you guys, I just felt someone behind me. When I turned, you know, you feel the hair on your neck standing, because I'm like, bagenda kunzitira wano. Like, when I turned, to tell you the truth, a man like you, a man with a body like mine, tells me, I heard you praying, and I have come to help you. That was the end of my prayer. And the guy, I said, okay. Then he walked away. And for the first time in my life, I saw someone disappear. I've never gone back to that place. I have never. I said, God, for me, I'm okay when people are around. This kind of stuff, I'm really not used to. I'm okay. Next time, let it be in a dream, but not when I'm actually. Even recounting it to you people, I feel goosebumps. I'm like, and that was someone that God had sent to help me to pray. Do you see how God wants to make himself manifest? That yes, he will send the angels, but the angels come with the presence of God, but that is not the real presence of God. God desires that. I believe that if I had pressed, like if I had continued to press in, I believe Jesus would have come butuf. I believe it. But I just couldn't take that experience. To death, they have not come back. The guy hasn't come back. He was dressed in normal clothes. Normal. Like, these are things that people say on pulpits, and you think that someone have a sudia. But honestly, I have seen it. I have experienced it. And that presence is so overwhelming. The speed at which I entered my car, my hands were shaking. I don't know how I reached, but I reached in tongues. I was like, what have I just experienced? Okay? So there is what they call the manifest presence of God. God can decide to manifest his angels to you. No beranga sadu. Or you can be like Minga. For you, it's an everyday experience. But then, also last week we talked about why should we aim to have or to experience the presence of God. And we said that there are different blessings that come with the presence of God. Supernatural favor comes our way when we experience the presence of God. Now, the presence of God shouldn't be anything that is abstract to us. It should not be. The presence of God is not like air, you can't see. No. God intends when he manifests himself to you, there are signs. Hallelujah. There are signs. You may not see him in full body, yeah? But there are signs that the Lord is with you. And one of them, like we talked about, was the favor of God. You have supernatural favor of God. Joseph in the Old Testament, the Bible says that he was successful in everything he did. Does it say anywhere that God appeared to Joseph in form of a man? No, but we know that when God is with you, there are signs. Hallelujah. When God is with you, there are signs. And these signs can be seen. There is, that is, through these signs, that is his expression to you that I am here and in our way. Glory to God. Glory to God. So one of them is supernatural favor. You go to places and people just favor you. For no reason. You find a long line and you are singled out. Or you find a line that hasn't been shifting. Casto tula voti on the bench, it starts to shift. And quickly, yeah? And I want you to be conscious of such things when they happen to you, because sometimes people may say that, because we relegate the presence of God to a realm of emotion and feeling. Like, I have to feel some wind, some air. I have to feel goosebumps. I have to see gold dust. Because we have relegated God to those things, we cannot even feel the presence of God in our everyday life. But that is not your life. my brother and sister. It shouldn't be your life. Because he said he's with us. He's amongst us. I've told you all these different ways that God's presence is manifest to us. Why shouldn't you have favor when you go somewhere? Glory to God. Amen. And in small things like it's raining and the last taxi to, like the taxi comes and they have only one seat. And zwi, you enter and nejula. And then it takes you without even stopping and you're the first person to get out. Last to enter, first to alight. Amazing stuff. Amen. That is favor. Then also, God gives you rest from your enemies. Banange, now this is where the point of deliverance, and I respect deliverance ministries. But if people do not learn, if we don't learn how to host the presence of God, how to be conscious of the presence of God, you might actually never get delivered from your enemies. Hallelujah. This happens, you see it a lot in conferences, like people you've watched TV. Yeah, you see when they're in a session of praise and worship, people are shrieking. Of course, some people, but others, it's actually the power of God touching them, the presence of God touching them and setting them free. A time comes when actually we as ministers, without the presence of God, you minister to 10 people and you're tired. Here, I can only pray for just like 10 people at most. Then the back starts twitching. But let me tell you what the presence of God helps ministers to do. To reach everyone. Everyone who just, whoever, you come with a big spoon, big ladle, whatever, you come with a small spoon, to the degree you desire him, is that the degree you, with which you will experience him. So if you come to drink in the Lord's presence with like a small spoon, little expectation, distracted over what, let me tell you something. You don't have, that your spoon is small. So in a capacity. Hallelujah. If you come when you're expectant, when you're serious and you're taking God at his word, you've come to meet the Lord, your spoon is big, your cup is big. He will fill you. By the way, mukama teba malayo. Glory to God. Even if you came to feed with a big saucepan, God will fill you and even you'll overflow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So when it comes to things like rest, rest from my enemies, I've seen so many people who have been delivered just through, you know Benny Hinn's things, just through praise and worship. The guy cannot reach 10,000 people. But you know what? He knows a secret. He knows someone who cannot be limited, and that is God, by his presence. So the moment the guy starts to minister, guess what? Even the person at the back, oh, you're a soaker. The one even who came in last, yeah, so yay! I came here with my I wasn't walking properly. What? You know those very complicated diseases, multiple sclerosis. And the person starts to ask to walk. Me, don't ask me about Benny Hinn now. But at least there are times when, yeah, those, you know, I think I saw him once face to face, and it was far, like I was very, very far to Aliban when Benny Hinn came. I was like, no, I have to go and see this guy. Man, I saw people walking. I saw people walking by the presence of God. Walking, moreover, even the sound wasn't good. So the things the guy was saying, we're not even hearing them properly. But the people who had come to in that conference, they were ready okusumululwa. They were saying, whether kastani nyawo went mukama ogenda kunkwatako. I'm not going back with this disease. And you see someone standing up. You guys, even the sound is bad. It's not even like ours, Bruce. Nga tetuka. Tetuke you at the back, Muchirasha. But people were being set what? Set free. Glory to God. That is what the presence of God does. Hallelujah. Now for you here, you're not even lame. You're not in a wheelchair. Why wouldn't you experience the presence of God? Hallelujah. Anyway, then another thing, another blessing we saw is financial protection and preservation. Here we talked about the arrows that fly by day. And on Thursday we had Dr. Dennis. Dr. Dennis testify about some arrows that almost finished him. You know, there are things that we cannot pray for, even with tongues, netubi malayo. The arrows that fly by day. There is unseen, what can I call it, danger, unforeseen danger. And if the presence of God is not with you, you guys, that you become like a casualty of war. I have seen that. Many times you tell people pray in tongues and you pray the perfect prayer. But I believe that there are some things that if you work enough with the presence of God, your tongues even become few. If you learn how to host the presence of God, your tongues, there are some things you cease to pray for. Lord, protect me as I go out. Protect me what? No, like there are some things you don't even pray for because you know that the presence of God has actually taken care of that. Hallelujah. Amen. So that is what we saw last week. And now we are going to talk about what can we do if we know that God desires to be with us, to manifest himself to us. What can we do? Last week I also talked about the fact that, and even Pastor mentioned it at the end, you have to desire God. You have to desire it. It's not going to just come. God doesn't force himself on people. That is why, by the way, it's possible for the Spirit of God to just lift. If you grieve him, he says, but you know you're grieving me, and he will lift. He will go. He will stay within you, but upon you to show himself to you like that, that is a different story. All right? So what can we do to host the presence of God? What are the things that we can do? And if we know and if we acknowledge that it takes you desiring him, God loves to be desired. Like we're seeing here today, you are my desire. You are the only one I desire. And in my mind, I'm like, I think some people are saying, but God even the car. God even, yes, I desire you. Ojira kone motoka. Ojira kone omwami. Yeah? Ojira kone saint. Don't just come and show up Jesus. Those are people who have not known what God is. So, what can we do? What can you and I do? It's important for us to know that desiring God is intentional. You have to decide to desire God. And you have to, in your personal life, you have to force it. You have to, not force it, but you have to pursue it. Hallelujah. You have to pursue the presence of God. Something I've learned about corporate meetings is that there are some meetings that do with healing, where God wants to do, but there are some places where if the way you live in your personal life, if you do not work on the presence of God individually, even when you meet corporately, it will not be there. It won't be. We are not witch doctors here to say, balubari, bogede, empewozogede. You guys, if you don't work on the presence of God in your personal lives, we are all finished. We are toast. What will happen is we shall have one person, two people, always just experiencing God. Okay? Or else we shall start lying to you that God is in this place. Kumbe, he's not, he's like, he'll also get shocked. He's like, am I there? Like, oh, I'm supposed to be there. Why? It's because of what we do behind the closed doors in our personal lives. You know, you can listen to a sermon, how you can pray, but you can do all the things you want to do. But if you do not nurture yourself to experience the presence of God on your own, chances are that when we say that there is an angel behind there, for you, you will not even believe it. You will be that disconnected. You will sing along with the worship team, but you will not feel the presence of God. So it's important for us, first and foremost, let me just make that clear, that what I'm going to talk about is something that we must do as temples of, first and foremost, the Holy Spirit. You know, the Bible says that you are a royal priesthood. Glory to God. Duke, you're a priest, a royal one. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God dwells in you. You go into the temple of God and you execute priestly ministry. before God. On your altar, you do those things. Mm-hmm. But if, imagine the priest in his personal time, if he does not do things that bring the presence of God, how is, when we come here, how are we going to manufacture it? How are we, where is that going to come from? The presence of God is not imputed. I can say that again. The presence of God is not imputed upon you. You seek it. Glory to God. I cannot come and say, Tola, the presence of God. It doesn't work that way. Receive the presence of God. It doesn't work that way. Hallelujah. What I have seen, what I know, maybe Pastor, for you it works differently. What I know is that everyone, when it comes to the presence of God, you get your hands dirty. You go in the trenches. You do what we are going to talk about, yourself. And when we meet together as LAT, we experience him corporately. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, some will do it to 70%. Others, 100%. Others, 30%. But whatever you're doing, make sure that you are seeking it. Watch it 30%. So that when we come and we meet together, and you find Duchess, who is full of the Spirit of God, and you find Bruce, who is full of the Spirit of God, people who have been, Edison, who have been doing their work, let me tell you, you can take off of them. Hallelujah. But if you're not doing anything, let me tell you, being able to be very personal, to the degree you desire him, desiring God, when we put that up, that to the degree we desire him, there is what we essentially mean is to the degree we individually desire him. It is not fena. The desire of God is fena, we desire God. No. Why? Because it is a personal thing for you. Hallelujah. When God was with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, he related to them individually, personally. Personally, it was a personal relationship. It wasn't. That is why I cannot desire God for my husband. Like, I love him, but nina wenkoma. Glory to God. You even if I can't desire God for my children. Now that one I wish I could, because I'm older and I know. So, but I cannot. They have to get to a point where they start to seek the God of their parents. After they start to seek the God of their parents, then they find their own God. Hallelujah. Then after that, they're like, I know my God. When they are younger, children know the God that we tell them. Hallelujah. But as they grow, they find their own God. They can no longer say the God of my father. While we can quote it and say the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob. That is where the last time I asked you, who is Jesus to you? Go now, komangawo. Don't you have a personal relationship with God? Can't you say, my God? I know that my God. Glory to God. So today, what are we going to do? Same, very simple things. I'm here to remind you of them. For us to have the presence of God, we have to continually love him. You know, love. Love yakolako. Hallelujah. Love is a doing word. Love has to be watered. Love has to, you have to keep doing things. Yeah? You can't say, I loved you in 2015. For us women, we are good at that. But I also believe that men want to hear that we love them. Okay? So you can't say, please, reference should be made to the vows I made to you 17 years ago. No. I need to keep telling my husband, I love him. He needs to keep telling me, he loves me. Yeah? So we have to continually love God. Now, continuously, why do I say both words? Continuously means without interruption. Nga tewali mukama tomuwa gap. You're consistent. Then continually is regularly. On that day when you wake up, regular means you have some interruptions. You wake up in the morning, you feel na ye, today tulimu continually. But the next day, you're like, but now really, when I made the vows, I made what? I meant without interruption, continuously. Mbasoma says, yeah, I wrote it here so that I can teach the church. So, John 14:18-24. Muka ize, right? Temu ize. Oh my God, may the presence of God impute understanding. Hallelujah. So here it says, I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. A little while longer and the world will see me no more. But you will see me because I live, you will live also. At that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. So let's first stop there. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. You realize that even Jesus Christ, in living, he still knew that, you know, I have to make myself manifest to these people. He never had intentions of going and leaving us alone. Of course, by this, he was talking about the Spirit of God, all right? And there is no presence of God without the Spirit of God. But you see, for LAT, we said that we are a prophetic church. And I'm going to digress just a little bit here. You know, because the prophetic has been abused many times, that people don't even want to associate with heavenly experiences, Bambi, eh? And it's not a good thing because many lies have been told. I have seen this, I have done this, and sometimes those things are lies. And because they are lies and people are busted, they are like, no, I think but that is not the way it should be. When we live in constant fellowship with God, we are actually able to see some of these things. You know, this reminds me that Pastor had a dream when he was seeing. Glory to God. And it's been a while since I reminded Pastor of that dream. But Pastor refused to see. He has refused to what? To see. But for me, I'm ready to what? To see. I just don't want to lie, but me, I'm ready to what? To see the Lord. Okay? So, here it tells us that when we love him, when he who loves me will be loved by me and my Father, I will love him and manifest myself to him. If you love the Lord, this is clear. You won't even force the presence. If you genuinely love the Lord, he will manifest himself to you. It is cause-effect. You don't force it. Hallelujah. But also we know that, why does he say this? It's because, by the way, there are many things we can love in this world. For us who are born again, you can say, well, the people who are heathens, they love fame, they love money. But even us who are born again, you could love the gifting, you could love your promise, you could love the anointing more than God. It's possible for you to love the ministry more than God. It's possible for you to love the anointing, or all you chase is anointing experiences. And let me tell you, the more you chase those things without the love of God, you will end up in trouble. You find yourself being exposed, like Pastor said the last time, to familiar spirits. Things that are just there in the spirit, you know, to mess you up. Yeah. So we have to love the Lord. Let's work on loving the Lord continuously and continually. Yes. Uh-huh. Then desiring to please him. This is obedience. In LAT, we are going to talk about obedience until the cows come home. As long as I'm here, I will talk about, I'll tell your children obedience. I will come and tell you adults obedience. We have to be willing to obey the Lord. We have to be willing to please him. Obedience pleases the Lord. Glory to God. And immediate obedience at that. I realize that the more you obey God, the more he comes closer to you. Because now he trusts that when na kugambe bintu byange ojja bikola. But sometimes I think, you know, I'm going to try to explain it the way I understand it. Sometimes when we seek God and he doesn't tell us some things, the things that we are seeking him about, could it be that he doesn't tell us these things because we are not even willing to walk in obedience? Because the moment he tells it to you, he will hold you accountable. But now why should he hold you accountable when you're not even willing? These are the some conversations I was having with God. And I'm like, that is why probably he does not hold people who are not born again accountable. Because they have not said yes to him. That is why he will not hold them accountable to the mysteries of the word, to tithing, to what. He will just leave them to work under the laws of cause and effect. All right? But you who is born again, if you know you have to tithe, if you know you have to give, if you know you have to love, and you don't do these things, he's going to hold you accountable. All right? So when I talk about obedience, I know that when we obey God, yes, he blesses us. He does all these things. Yes, I've talked about walking in immediate obedience. But more than that, you actually become a host of the presence of God. Remember the blessings we talked about? You obey him in one area, and those blessings, if it gives you an instruction and you obey it, those blessings, all of them at a go can be yours because you walked in obedience. Hallelujah. So John 8:29. And he who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do those things that please him. Jesus, this is Jesus saying, the Father never leaves people who walk in obedience. Glory to God. Why? He gives us a reason. Because I always do things that please him. Because I'm always walking in obedience. So the Father cannot leave you. He can't. Even a walk with body, if your intentions, and I'm saying this carefully, if your intentions were to obey God and you missed it, let me tell you, the presence of God will be with you. Because he sees the intention of your heart. Yes, you could have missed it, but he sees the intention of your heart. And because your heart is inclined to obedience, glory to God, not to do the things, not to do the things you want. Glory to God. So that is why we should never fear to walk in obedience, but because we fear to miss it. You're going to miss it. That has even come late. You'll miss it. That is how salvation is. But there is always a way. Then John 14:21. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who also loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you love the Lord and you obey his commandments, there is a reward here, in here. There is a clear reward. Even before the manifestation of your breakthrough, he says he's going to manifest himself to you. As he's telling you, give, and it shall be given back to you. Before it is even given back to you, that measure which is pressed down, shaken together, here he's telling you, clear cut, I'll manifest myself to you. You will experience my presence. So you want to experience the presence of God in your finances? Just do what he says. Glory to God. And as I was preparing, I came across this verse. Now I'm going to, the opposite of us, what God looks at us as sometimes. Ezekiel 33, yeah. You know, I read this and I'm like, sometimes this is how we are when it comes to loving God or obeying him. So it says here that, as for you, son of man, the children of your people are talking about you besides the wall and the doors of the houses and in the doors of the houses. And they speak to one another, everyone saying to his brother, please come and hear what the word of the Lord is that comes from the Lord. No. You guys correct me. Please come and hear what the word is that comes from the Lord. You're not reading, eh? So they come to you as people do. They sit before you as my people. They hear your words, but they do not do them. For their hearts, for with their mouth they show much love, but their hearts pursue their own gain. Indeed, you are to them as a very lovely song of one who has a pleasant voice and can play well an instrument. For they hear your words, but they do not do them. And when this comes to pass, surely it will come to pass, then they will know that a prophet has been among them. I found it funny that here the Lord is telling Ezekiel about how people are receiving him and receiving the word that is coming from him. He says that they received your words like a pleasant voice, like someone who plays an instrument, well, hearing pleasure, without having any intention of working on them. This is for your what? Hearing what? Pleasure. And doing nothing about the things that God tells us to do. Now, there are people who are like that. They like to hear, what do you, God, tell me what you want me to do. Nechiko mao. Kasamu kama amugamba, duha. It's for hearing pleasure. It's like someone who has had a pleasant voice there, yeah? An instrument that is being played well. But you do not do them. So may the words of our Lord Jesus Christ not be like this to us, that we just hear them and do not do anything about them. In James, the Bible says that we should be doers of the word, not just what? Hearers. So if we want to host the presence of God, we must be willing to walk in obedience. We must have the desire to please him. To please God more than anyone else. Glory to God. I was going to say more than your spouse, but nenda banga mulimu ate subsections nyinji. But so we shall leave that. Today we have fellowship. Hallelujah. Marriage fellowship. You come, we shall talk about that. But children, yeah? Let me go to the children. Like, if you... let's obey God. Let us what? Obey God. Let us be desirous of pleasing only and only him. Hallelujah. Make it... You say, you wake up in the morning and say, tell God, dear God, and say, today, God, I want to please you. You're going to be very shocked at the things he tells you to do. Many times we fear to ask God such things because we think, kama hizo kungamba, engato yange njijemu. But the Bible says that the commands of my commands are not what? Burdensome. So God is not going to tell you, oh, jijemu, and you walk. The third thing is prayer, praise, and worship. Hallelujah. Prayer, praise, and worship. I've talked about this many times. But this time I'm going to tell you something about prayer. I know that we pray in tongues. Pray as much as you can in tongues. I encourage it. The Bible tells us to pray in tongues. We edify ourselves. All right? But also, develop a language with God. Learn to talk to God. You understand? I get so shocked, like when people cannot really express themselves to God with in a language they understand. If Luzungu has jam, you try your mother tongue, he will understand it. Try Luganda, try Iteso, try whatever tribe you come from. Try Swahili, try Lutoro. So tell God, nyowe ni nkugonza muno, like we biba biganye, ngawuli la lave, kuta please, as in have a... Train yourselves. Train yourselves. Let us, and this is, it's a continuous thing. Train yourselves to talk to God in words you understand. Because sometimes, you know, when we are praying in tongues here, rendeze, your mind is going everywhere. Yeah? And sometimes it's very hard to arrest that mind. So what you do, and what I've always said, start with a language you understand. Mukama nzize masogo. Ngabwendi mukama nzera nzize siri uko we yangabonda bana yenzize nzize mukama ngabonda ba yasinza nakulimba. Start from there. You start from ono yantawanyiza when I was coming. Ne mukama, start from there. I am telling you, I give you 5 minutes into that heartfelt prayer, you break out in a tongue. You will connect with God. You will sense his presence. Glory to God. So develop your own language with God. Say, today, God, I'm going to just praise and worship you in English for 30 minutes without clocking. Maybe what day you? First, put tongues aside so that you connect with the Lord. Glory to God. So that you understand the things that, you know, when we are, it is the same thing as us, you know, singing and worshiping God in English. You see the way we do it here. And we go on over in Luganda, yeah? And we go on for 5 minutes straight and we are just singing the same song. Try that now with words. Okay? Because you may start out on that song or sinzibwenga, really to be feeling. But by the time Brian has done it the fourth time, mbutufu, you're like katuobo tele, they're like mukama indeed or sinzibwenga. You start to connect. Now what happens? It's different from when we are speaking in tongues. Tongues, already, I feel like tongues, they are great, they are good, but if you need to arrest your mind, if you need to arrest your emotions, if you come before God, and children, I'm giving you this tip, if you come before God and your heart is everywhere, you start from there. Glory to God. Start from there, yeah? If you come and you're like, but this woman that you gave me, I don't know, eh? I just don't understand. You start from, don't be there in tongues. Oja kunyiga throughout, and you'll not connect with the Lord, let me tell you. But for me, the way I see it, or the way I do it, or the way I was trained, is start with words. Don't be complicated. You start with words you understand. Start with what you understand. And before you know it, God gives you the grace to pray, you know, and he continues anointing your prayer, and then you break through. And then you stop now praying about that thing. Sometimes we start from there. Sometimes you start from tongues straight. Yeah, you feel it. But other times, you need this body, you need to arrest the soul, your emotions, your mind. Yeah, you need to arrest it. So start from there. Glory to God. And you're talking to God. Nobody is going to say that, Christine, no nakuli de. No, nobody is going to say. Nobody is going to actually say that. Hallelujah. You talk to your God. You're not talking to me. Talk to your God. Mugambi. You know, when I would go to Prayer Mountain to pray, you'd hear all sorts of prayers. You guys, you'd hear all sorts of prayers. Mukama nzize. 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 Sabula. Like nzize. Kube kale. Mukama kuba chiboko. Kuba chiboko kale. Mukama kuba chiboko. Nebo nabo maze. Mukama nanyi musa. And let me tell you, you know those things, yeah? Those things are actually true. They are there. And those people would have their relationship with God. Maybe they are going through something. Maybe they sinned. I don't know. What would go through my mind is maybe they are going through maybe consequences of their sin. And they are saying, Mukama nze kubachiboko nebo namala mukama nyimusa. Mukama nyimusa. And that is, you would hear all sorts of prayers. And from the bush, you don't even know where the voice is coming from. Because Prayer Mountain, people pray. Like from bushes, you hear something talking in the tree there. Mukama. Who has been to Prayer Mountain? Yes, but Pastor, you're there praying. You're there. In the bush. It's not even a burning bush. But you hear someone. Ne mukama, mukama. You're like, eh? Well, oh yeah, that one is shouting so much. You go somewhere else. You start pacing, pray. You leave that place. You're like, I think now we are tuli mukriya what? Kati, yeah? Before you know it, there is a guy jumping out of the bush. Mukama, and that is people expressing themselves to God. Hallelujah. Without being judged. Glory to God. Yeah. So we see, we listen, but we don't what? We don't judge. So, we shall not judge you if you start jumping, but we shall help you. So, Psalm 63, 1 to 3, about praise and worship, about, yeah. Oh God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you. In a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. So I have looked for you in the sanctuary. To see your power and your glory. Or to see your power and your presence. Hallelujah. The glory of God and the presence of God, they go together, yeah? So here he's saying, God, I am making you. He says, let me just break this for you. Oh God, you are my God. I prioritize you. Early will I seek you. So he's talking about priorities. Yes? Early will I seek you. My soul, because the Bible tells us to love the Lord with everything. So my emotions, my mind thirst for you. Like I am thirsty. I need you to fill me. My flesh, my flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. Glory to God. So here he's saying that I'm prioritizing you and I am seeking you with all of my heart. My mind, everything is catered for you. My body, everything. Like Jesus told us, we have to love him, the greatest commandment, with all of our hearts, all of our minds, all of our strength, everything within us. Here, David says that of God. Glory to God. And then he says that, so I have looked for you while watching. I didn't stop at just desiring you. But this is what I have done. That I have looked for you in the sanctuary. He had time. He was looking for God. I have looked for you in the sanctuary. To see what? Your power. So he did not just stop at longing for God, but he did something about it. Glory to God. And do you know what? He was clear about what he was longing for. To see amanyi ga Mukama n'okubeera w'okwe. Hallelujah. He wasn't looking for provision. He said, no, I'm looking for your presence. I'm looking for your presence. I'm looking for your power. Glory to God. So when this should be the cry of our hearts, prioritize him, pray, praise, and worship. Then I remember, you know, the story in the Bible where, and I think this is my last point here, the story in the Bible where Saul, David would come. When an evil spirit would attack Saul, David would come and play the what? The harp. Can you imagine? He would bring in the presence of God and all the demons would flee. It was just a harp. You people, a harp. It doesn't say they had that. They had other instruments in that. The timbrel. Yeah, they had kano kachekeche, but I don't know what you call it. That kind of thing. They had drums. But David would come with the presence of God and just play the harp. And omusajja n'asumululwa kabaka would actually be set free. Glory to God. That is what the presence of God will do for us. We have a promise that by our worship, we shall... What will happen to the gates of our enemies? We shall possess the gates of our enemies. By what? By worship, not by genda. And mwerege mukolaniya waba, what? The prophetic is like this. By wabunabi. We have a prophetic word, L.A.T., that by our worship, we shall possess the gates of our enemies. For me, I look forward to that day. When banange, I don't have to preach for over an hour. Ngabwenzi jawa na mukama omulimu agukoze. Like, I just have to come there, just summarize and we go. We call it a day. Glory to God. Amen. So, we have much more now. David was able to set someone free by the presence of God in his worship. How much more for you? In your life, first put on worship music and just let it play. Just let it play. And now, but be careful though, but there is music right now, like soaking worship music, where on the internet, where people are praying, they're also playing the instrument, the keyboard or piano, and you can just put that in your ears and just work on that, yeah? Just work with that as you pray, as you worship, and long before you know it, you'll actually start to feel different. And this comes, like, for things to do with depression, things that you're so angry or you're feeling hopeless, you're feeling depressed, you're feeling low, you're not sure, banange ladies, you're feeling low, you're not sure about what. These are some of the things, banange, that can help us. Glory to God. Yes, and also men, if you're there at Oyogera, put on the what? The worship, so that you can come back home watered. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Mm-hmm. The last point is humility. Humility. Yeah, if you want the presence of God, we have to practice being humble. Psalm 34:18. Humility, lowness of the spirit. Yes, the Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such as have a contrite spirit. Let me tell you something God will never do. He will never be with you when you're proud. God detests pride. And that is why Lucifer fell, because pride entered his heart. God cannot, can never be with you when you are not lowly in spirit. What does it mean to be lowly in spirit? First of all, humility is a fruit of the spirit. Old people, katukadukirako. But what is it really? This is humility, is lowliness of the spirit, knowing that you're spiritually bankrupt and you need God. That every passing moment, I need Jesus. Acknowledging your dependence on him. If you do not acknowledge your dependence on him, self-sufficient, self-contained, just forget about God. You can as well just go do your own things. But God wants us to be humble. Hallelujah. God wants us to practice humility in the way we love people, in the way we do ministry, in every way. We must practice humility. It is such a strong thing. I remember here, I think those days we'll do the book by Rick Joyner, Final Quest, yeah? And there was even a cloak of humility. Can you imagine? And the person who would have the cloak of humility would be the greatest in the kingdom. I think there was something of that sort. So humility is such a big deal. Mukama tomwe pimako. No. God is who? God. God is God. And I think sometimes we need to bring that back in our worship, where we look at God as God, like mukama, mukama. First, still we are, I'm a friend of God. You call me a brother. Eh? Savior, the lamp. God is God. Like, I feel like sometimes when you come into the presence of God, knowing that with that acknowledgement that mukama, God is God. God is not me. God is not limited. Mukama is, he is God. He is in his own category. He is a category. Hallelujah. I've remembered, I think that is what someone said on social media, that there is a businessman who is a category. Yet ebamuteka mu category. He is the category. So God is a category. You don't bring anything before him. You don't put anything before him, behind him. You don't even come with something before him. You see, eh? So, Eleti, as we're praying and worshiping, Zephaniah 3:17. This is what I felt. And I wanted to first finish the sermon so that I can get a witness in my spirit. I didn't want to be very quick. Yeah? As we're worshiping, this is what this scripture came to me. Zephaniah 3:17. The Lord, your God, in your midst, the mighty one, will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. The Lord your God is in your midst. The Lord your God, wakati wamwe, in your midst. He is not a spectator. He's not just there to receive your praise and worship. He's there okwakola obulungi. He's there to do you good. He is there to save you. He is mighty to save. And by the way, he rejoices over you. Hallelujah. He delights in this. He delights in fellowship. He delights in being in your midst. He delights in bringing his presence down to us. He rejoices over you with gladness. Not just but with gladness. And then he will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. Amen. I felt as we were praying that this, take this for yourself, that when you enter the presence of God, know that you are loved. Know that he is delighting in you. He's delighting in what you're doing. He's delighting in your ministry. Yeah? Mokama, you know there are people you serve, nebatamalua, like, I don't know how I can call that, yeah? Like, they're not satisfied. But let me tell you something. God is not like that person you serve or you give, you're everything, and you're just never enough. Sometimes, and when you do it well, God will say, I'm happy with it. He will delight in it. Hallelujah. So let us pursue the presence of God with all our hearts in our personal lives. Hallelujah, Alan. Let us make this the goal, to have the presence of God. Not to make trees fall. No. But to actually have it from, like, you know, the presence of God. I think my son was asking me that, knowing you have the presence of God and you're walking, do trees fall? Do you walk and there is earthquake? I told him, who told you those things? Yeah? We are not musisi, we are not earthquakes. But the presence of God does so many things for us. But really, it's for relationship. It is for relationship. God never intended to stay in heaven. He's not there saying, come worship me on Sunday. God, but you can delight God. You can delight God. You can please him. You can make him glad. Hallelujah. So let us make this our goal. Amen. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for your word. We thank you for feeding us. We thank you, Lord, for reminding us that you delight to be in our midst. Father, we thank you that you have reminded us that you made us for fellowship with you, to be in your presence, to dwell in your presence forever. Lord God, we thank you for what you're doing in LAT, in each and every person who has been under the voice, hearing my voice today. Father, Lord God, I thank you that they begin to experience you in a new way, Father. That, Lord God, you open the heavens to them, King of Glory. That no spiritual experience, Father, shall be kept away from them. Lord God, we pray that, Lord, if there are prophetic experiences, Lord, may you release them upon them, Father. Father, that those who desire to have visions of the heavenlies, Lord, they will have them. Those who desire to be caught up with you, Father, shall be caught up. Those who desire to experience your touch like I did when I was praying, Father. Lord God, may you, O God, release this upon LSE, Father. May you fan into flame once again the gifting that you have given us in this church, the prophetic calling that is upon us, Father, for we say that we are prophetic, King of Glory. But Lord, we want experiences with you for the glory of your name, King of Glory. Father, Lord, we pray then for our children, Lord God, that they will see you, Father, Lord God. Help us, King of Glory, to be conscious of you. Help us to work on the things that you have told us today, O Lord. Help us to walk in humility, Father, for greater the revelation of you, greater the humility we should have. Father, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus that, Lord God, even as you have told us that you're in our midst to do us good, to your mighty to save, you rejoice over us with singing. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that, Lord, as we go through the week, may we keep conscious of what you're doing in our lives. May we keep conscious of the fact that you rejoice over us with singing, that you delight to be with your people. That is why you made us, Father. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the anointing that comes with the word. Father, we thank you that for the anointing that quickens us to experience this word, that it becomes flesh to us, O Lord. It becomes flesh to us in our families, O Lord. Father, but especially for the young people. My Father, we pray. We pray, Lord God, that for our young people, Lord, may they experience your presence. May they experience your presence. Father, we have known you a certain way, but Lord, they still have time. Lord God, we pray in the name of Jesus for our children. May your presence be tangible to them. May they experience you, King of Glory. Oh, may they see visions. May they be caught up, Lord. Lord, we've talked about these things as adults, but they have not seen them. Now, Lord God, we pray. We pray that as you did it for us, Father, may you do much more, God. Father, cause them to love you, to love your presence. Cause them to seek you, to desire you, to worship you. Father, cause them to hunger and thirst for no one else but you, to be intentional about your presence, oh Lord God. Father, this is the desire of our hearts and we bring it to you, King of Glory. Now that you have said that you are in our midst and you're here to do us good, Father, Lord God, we pray that we will not bulungi to kolera. Do it for our children, King of Glory. Father, do this good to our children, Father. Do the good to the future of LAT, O Lord God. Do good to the youths of LAT, Father. Even if you start with one or two or three, we shall be glad, Father. Start with them, King of Glory. Two, three, four. It will multiply, Lord God. Father, Lord, do us good. Father, do us good. And Lord God, you say you're mighty to save. Now, Lord God, may you save us, the adults. May salvation come our way, O God. May salvation come our way, O God. May salvation be seen in the way we walk with you. May salvation be seen in our marriages, in this ministry. May true salvation be seen in the way we minister, the way we work at our workplaces, in our mundane lives, Father. Lord, you are mighty to save. But now, Lord, we ask you for that salvation. Father, we thank you. We thank you, King of Glory. In Jesus' name we prayed. Amen.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.